DIY Fix It Up Life.
We're getting DIY done and finding new, fun ways to work with wood.
From dreaming up and designing cool stuff to total tool geek out, it's time to take those old boards you've been saving or that old refrigerator pallet and make it into something real.
We talk tools and techniques with woodworking for meremortals.com founder Steve Garvey about woodworking for everyone.
And we check in with self-proclaimed tool hound Kayleen McCabe from DIY Network's Rescue Renovation about making magic from a pile of boards.
Power up. It's all happening right now on My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And I've got two things for you.
You've got two things?
Two things.
You have a bottle of champagne and some gorgeous new shoes?
As it turns out, I do.
Oh, my goodness.
As it turns out, I don't.
Oh.
I've got two things.
All right.
One, I'm endlessly fascinated by people who can come up with zillions of different projects.
Mm-hmm.
You take a stack of wood and you turn it into something. You do that all the time.
I was gonna just about to say I'm going to hold you to that later when I come up with a zillion projects and say, what if we did all of these projects? And you look at me and say, oh, man.
And the endlessly practical Mark Clement, that when? How much? How much? When?
I think you'll need that bottle of champagne.
The other thing I'm fascinated by is, again, this has a lot to do with you, is when I look at a pallet, guess what I see?
A pallet.
A pallet. And I know that it's heavy and all that stuff. But other people, like our guest, Steve Ramsey,
yes,
woodworking for mere mortals, he sees a pallet or a pile of wood, and he sees all kinds of projects. And, Steve, we're really happy that you could join us today.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, guys.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you because woodworking is not something that is in my arsenal of expertise. And I'm fascinated by people like you that can create things out of wood.
Well, it should be in your arsenal, and that's one of my goals with Woodworking for Mere Mortals, is to kind of change the overall perception of woodworking. For a long time, I think a lot of people have this notion that woodworking is an expensive hobby, and you need lots and lots of tools, and you have to have years of training and experience, and I'm just trying to change all that.
Well, I like that, and I think that many of us, me, I'm saying, probably Mark, probably a lot of people in our age group, you know, growing up and watching Norm Abram on television and seeing that he has a tool for everything, and it just looks, he makes it look so effortless, but we all know that he has so much years of experience, and he is so good at it that how could I ever be anything like that?
Well, he had part of it right. Woodworking doesn't have to be difficult. He did a great job of making it look easy. The part that I think that he probably could have improved on is making it more accessible to most people. I think that it was just a lot of people just have this really misconceived notion that the woodworking that you see on these TV shows is the type of woodworking that most people are doing, and it's not.
I can definitely know what you're talking about there.
Yeah, and I
mean, you
could
probably name the tools that, like, I'll just go and grab the whatever it is that nobody else on the planet has but Norm, and I'll just make this little jig or whatever. And it's like, oh, of course you have that. Like, yeah, you have the magic shop of every tool.
Yeah, but if you only want to make an Adirondack chair, you don't need all that stuff, and that's kind of what you're getting at, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. And that woodworking is just a series of steps. I think a lot of people also get intimidated by seeing, say, that Adirondack chair and not really understanding that each individual step that goes to producing that chair is very simple. All you got to do is put them all together.
So you do a new video and a new project plan every single week. And
I
just got a call from Google. You've got so many views on YouTube that you actually broke YouTube for a week. And what are the projects there that get the most traction with people who are following you online?
Well, like you were mentioning, pilot projects right now are just hugely popular, and so I'm spending a lot of time focusing on that. This month in particular, I'm doing a lot of storage projects because I think in January everybody kind of wants to get their lives straightened out. At least I do. So that's what I'm doing. But the pallet projects, anything inexpensive that people can put together in a weekend is a perfect kind of project and the kind of project that resonates with my viewers.
I love little projects, and we try to do projects with our kids. And do you have things that you can do with children on your YouTube channel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got – and in fact, this year I plan on doing more – toys. I've had a lot of requests for just simple wooden toys because I think there's also kind of a movement to get back to more of these natural hands-on type of toys.
Oh, I love those toys. You know, when our son was born, our five-year-old, and some of our friends who are carpenters, they sent us these presents. Like, we got some of those old-fashioned toys, and I was so excited to have them. And our son loves playing with them. And, you know, they're hard to find. They're getting easier to find that you can buy, but to be able to make them, I think, is even more special.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And with my show, mostly there's a lot of people making, providing a lot of free woodworking content online, which is just great. I mean, it's a great time to be doing woodworking, but I see what I do as not so much of training or education as much as just inspirational stuff, because I try to keep my videos short, give people a general idea of what I'm doing, and if they want to, you know, download the plans and make it themselves, they can. But I think that to think about woodworking online, we have to think about it differently than producing a five-minute video online rather than producing a half-hour TV show. It's totally different.
That is really a really good point. And I am curious because, well, my husband is a tool guy. And by tool guy, I mean he has more tools than he's probably legally allowed to own. But I'm wondering, what tools are you usually going for when you're doing projects? Like, what are your top favorites?
Well, I would say I get asked a lot of what are my favorite tools and what type of tools do I recommend. And first of all, I don't recommend brands because I don't see a whole lot of difference between brands. I always tell people, if you're a hobbyist, get an inexpensive tool because it's pretty much, they're pretty good. No matter what you get, you're going to have pretty good luck with it. The differences come in if you're a professional and you're going to be using it every day in and day out. You might want to spend the extra money, but get in inexpensively. I would say to start with, get yourself a handheld jigsaw, which is real inexpensive. You can pick it up for under $100, and with that one tool, you can pretty much make 90% of any kind of cut that you want to make, including curved cuts and straight cuts and just all sorts of things. And if you want to step up from that, you could get a circular saw, which kind of does the same things. You'll probably have better luck making straight cuts, especially on long sheets of plywood. And other than that, you probably want to get yourself a good drill. And with those two tools, I think you could make just about anything. And a bottle of glue.
Oh, a bottle of glue. That's really important.
I thought you were going to say a bottle of something else for when it doesn't work out exactly as you had planned.
Well, I want to get ridiculously specific, though. I want to ask, what kind of pencil do you use?
Pardon?
What kind of pencil do you use? Do you use, like, one of those old schoolboy pencils? Do you use a carpenter pencil? I like to use a mechanical pencil, and I get teased about that.
No, I use kind of whatever I can find around the house. I don't know why. We always have, like, thousands and thousands of pencils, but I can never really find one when I need it. But no, use a regular pencil, one that's usually not very sharp.
You definitely sound like you do a lot of woodworking if you can't find a pencil.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's a common plot.
So you spend all this time creating a five-minute video, and you're doing the projects and you're doing the plans. Do you actually get enough time to enjoy what you're doing? Or
I I absolutely love what I do. This is my kind of everything I've been doing throughout my life has led up to this one point where now I can bring it all together and do photography and video and the woodworking. And, of course, everything just comes together, and it's, you know, I have the best job in the world.
Oh, that's great.
Do you get requests from your friends or family because they know that you're doing these projects every week that they want something for their house?
That is one of the drawbacks to what I'm doing. It's kind of like the shoemaker whose kids don't have shoes. You know, it's really hard for me to find time to make projects for things that we actually need around the house, especially things that I've already had shows on, say, you know, picture frames and that sort of thing, because I always need picture frames around the house. And if I can't really get a video out of it, then I don't have time to do it. So that's the hard part.
So what you're saying is your house is a total shambles.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's great.
But you're right about friends and family, because once somebody finds out that, you know, even the slightest bit of woodworking, they'll approach you and they'll say things like, you know, we're kind of been thinking about remodeling our kitchen. You think you could come over this weekend and do that? And you're like, nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not going to zap out a bunch of cabinets for you. That's not it's a woodworking show. It's not magic. Now, of the projects that you've built, what's your favorite? Do you have a personal favorite?
Personal favorite project? I don't know if I have a personal favorite. I've designed a couple of projects that I'm really proud of, and they're real simple ones. I did one last year, which I didn't know what to call it, so I had an online kind of contest. Couldn't really win anything, but on Facebook to name this thing, and it's just a bent strip of wood with a slot in one side that you can stick photographs in. So we ended up calling it the Trendy Bendy Photo Frame.
That's awesome.
But it's so many people have made this project, and it's a great thing that you can make with some scrap wood, and you just are forcing the wood in a form, bending it, and then gluing it together that way, and it's really, really cool.
I'm going to look that up right after we're done talking.
Trendy bendy.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question straight from the irony department. The more you do these projects, in the few seconds we have left, the more you do these projects, do you sort of by default start finding yourself becoming quite masterful and efficient at it, and you know, you become the guy?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's definitely, I've worked out a lot of techniques that work really efficiently and quickly, and I think my biggest tip I always give people about woodworking is learn how to build a box. If you can build a box, you can pretty much bake 90% of anything. You know, it's all based on a box.
That is a really good point. And we have to go to break, though. So everybody listening, check them out on Facebook at Woodworking for Mere Mortals and follow them on Twitter at MereMortalsWW. Thank you so much, Steve. And we have to go to break. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal. Every time I hit a whistle blow clear across the street, my kids all yell and scream like that's a superhuman feat. When I bring home the pizza, son, you ought to hear them squeal. Well, in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red, WRCLA.org. Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. Scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com. And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And I need to alter a well-known tongue twister.
What's that?
Well, every time you see something on DIY Network, not every time, but a lot these days,
mm-hmm.
pallets comes up all the time because the wood on there is awesome to make stuff out of.
Yeah.
So Peter Piter Piper picked a pick. Anyway, it ends with pallets.
Peter and some pallets.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pallets.
Pickled pallets?
Pick.
Is Peter drinking out there by, like, shipping and receiving pickled
yeah.
with some pallets?
Well, maybe we could get some insight on my that's why they call them tongue twisters.
Really?
From DIY Network's tool hound, tool aficionado, and worker of things in wood.
I call her a tool goddess.
Kaylee McCabe.
How you doing?
Oh, thank you, guys. I'm awesome. Thank you. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck pallets?
See, there you go. So you should have done that one, dear.
Upstage.
I know.
Upstage, Kayleen McCabe.
Well, I think a woodchuck would chuck a lot of pallets if he could these days because it's a hot thing to be upcycling wood pallets. Have you done anything with that lately, Kayleen?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's such a terrific way to either make shelving or furniture, and they're everywhere. In fact, I just had a bunch of deliveries happen, and I saved all the pallets so we can convert them into... I need some storage in my garage, and then a friend wants some stuff. So pallets are definitely an awesome, awesome way to upcycle something. Or recycle? Is it recycling to upcycle?
It's sort of both,
yeah.
I guess.
I guess if you're going to be an information geek, a word geek, it's both. But upcycling, if you're tagging it on Facebook, would be upcycling.
It's some kind of cycling, just not bicycling.
It's not bicycling.
No.
But people get all fired up about woodworking, and they think that you got to, like, make family heirloom every time you touch a table saw, but you make all kinds of stuff that's awesome with tools that you have.
Yeah, well, that's the fun part. It's just making the status for me. For me, it's not only making something that I need. Most of the time, I'm not trying to make an heirloom piece, but I like making a mess, and I like playing with tools. So... sometimes you need to experiment and see if something works. But if your mindset is constantly set out like, this will be something I'll pass on to your children, you'll go crazy. It takes the fun out of it. So, I don't know, it's good to have some play projects, some hobby projects, and then, like, your heirloom pieces.
I so agree. And talking about I'm thinking about our babysitter who asked recently if she could have all of the, what is it, for her rabbits?
Oh, yeah, shavings.
All the
cedar,
shavings.
We were making something out of cedar, and she wanted it for the shavings. By the way, we're so rich, we have a staff.
We'll see our babysitter. One of our babysitters, she's part of our staff,
yeah.
I guess.
But... Her quarters are below the butler's. But anyway, I digress. Excuse me.
But, yeah, you know, it actually is another way of recycling and upcycling is you can use all of that for bunnies. I had no idea.
No. I had no idea either.
Kaylin, have you ever been approached for things like random things like that, cutoffs that from projects that you've done for families or something that you're just like, why would you want that?
Normally I'm the ones like, can I have those cats? They're like, why is she digging through the trash again? It's just pieces of 2x4. But in Denver, we have a lot of old homes, and so those old 2x4s are actually the dimension, and they're amazingly gorgeous. But then I keep all my old scraps because I'll put together cutting boards. So while it's maybe, you know, a 1x3 piece, I don't want to throw it away because then you can chop it up into something smaller and do something else with it. So although now that you did mention it with the sawdust, I'm going to maybe like to look into rabbits because I make a plethora of sawdust.
You would have a lot of bunnies very happy at your house. But I want to know right now, because every time we talk to you, there's some new tool that you are just going crazy over. And I'm curious if there's something that you got as a holiday gift or that you have your eye on right now.
It's not anything crazy. My dad just bought me my first big toolbox. And it's so goofy. I'm like a nerd about it. I sit up at night. I'm like, okay, the top drawer, I'll put screwdrivers and then wrenches. And I actually had to stop because then I want to line all the drawers. And so unfortunately, it's not some crazy awesome new tool. It's just a standard that I needed for so long that I'm so excited about it.
This just wedges you all the way into the throne of tool geekery. Because if it's occupying your spare moments, you're all the way in, and I think we have to put you on the throne of tool geekery. It's just happened.
Oh, yes.
It just happened.
There needs to be a crown, too. We can make one.
Let's make one out of aluminum.
Aluminum?
I don't know.
Out of nails. Oh, I'll wear it with pride everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
As I dig through trash for scrap lumber. People are really going to think I'm a crazy homeless contractor, but I'm all right with that.
Do you know how to weld?
Yes. My father was a welder, actually.
Don't like you anymore. Moving on. Okay.
Yeah.
You can weld stuff? You should weld. You should weld the DIY Tool Geek crown.
Oh.
I hereby challenge you to a crown welding contest wherein you win, because I don't know how to do it. And we spread that crown around the country to the biggest tool geeks in the My Fix It Up Life DIY Rescue Renovation community.
Oh,
what do you say?
I would happily make that. Challenge accepted. That's, I have not done a crown. I've done a lot of, like, support brackets and square side pieces. So challenge accepted. I would love to find someone nerdier than us to crown, because obviously if we make it, I can't wear it. You know.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
you can wear it. You make
it.
You wear it.
We'll send it around and get pictures of people in the crown. You know, the biggest tool geeks. The biggest tool geek in the West. The biggest tool geek in the East. It'll be like March Madness, except with tool geeks.
Even better. It's like a flat Stanley with a crown.
Oh.
I can't wait. Maybe it'll go to the moon.
You got
I
it.
I like it.
If it hits astronauts, it's happened. That is a guarantee. So we talked about cutting boards. We talked about picking through the trash, which I'll have to talk to you about later on psychiatrist wages.
Uh-huh.
But what about outside stuff or exterior projects that are not like a deck, but something you put on a deck or something like that?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Swinging benches or... seating options are aplenty, but storage is such a nice thing to build for outdoor spaces as well. And usually what I do with that, I'll take old decking. So if I've built a deck, then the excess decking I have, I've built, you know, flower boxes and seating that matches. So why throw that scrap away or try to find, you know, a friend with a very tiny deck to put on? So those are some great fun things to use. And that's another place with those pallets. If you're getting a pallet with any sort of pressure-treated or outdoor lumber, that's perfect bones to build your structures out of. So there is so much material being thrown away that you can do so much with. It's free. I'm going to start a wave of, like, dumpster diving.
I like it. And it's hard for me to part with scraps of things, too, because I always say we're going to do this or that with the projects. And then my husband.
Well, we have a lumber yard outside
yeah,
of
basically.
This project
mm-hmm.
that's going to happen. And it's outside. I mean, we don't live in Denver where it would – last a little longer than it does here.
Yeah, I guess. That makes me sad.
Sometimes
My
it's better as firewood.
For all...
It is. It gets used.
It does get used. That's true. It does get used.
But it does kill me to throw a piece of cedar or something into the fire.
Yeah.
When I could cut it and make something awesome.
Yes, when we could love it and let it grow into something.
As long as you're sending it off with flair, then it's okay. Not every piece can be recycled, you know. You do have to call a draw, you know.
Okay, so
it's
okay
to have a chimenea.
So I want to get serious, though, with your show. What are you working on right now? What are we going to be seeing soon when we tune into DIY Network?
Season 4 is airing right now. I do have a few new episodes left for that season to air, and then season 5 starting. And season 5, I think, is probably the best one yet. I had the opportunity to do my dad's kitchen, so it was fun to do the TV show with my dad, and then I get to hang out in this awesome kitchen. So to me, that was sort of the highlight. And the season 5 should be starting to air in the next few weeks. But until then, I keep rocking a bunch of mini marathons showing off season 4, which has my second favorite episode in it, where I built a huge pergola and then had a boom truck pick it up and, like, put it on these posts. It was a magical, quiet moment.
Get out of town.
Oh,
That
was amazing, Mark.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to... I am out of
town. Anytime you're going to build a pergola with a crane, I'm changing my ringtone to Tool Geek, and then I'll be looking for it for you calling me. I'll be on the first plane out of here to help you.
You're both on speed dial then. Done. We'll nerd out again. I see some cranes, some tools.
Bring it on.
I think that's pretty awesome. I do.
That is fantastic.
So, you know, you worked on your dad's house for the show. Have you been back there at all to do anything else for him? Is that why he bought you the toolbox?
Yes, I actually ended up purchasing the property, so now I am like, there's so many things left to do. And it's the house I grew up in, so one of the bathrooms was remodeled when I was 7. So I'm starting on that, but actually this very moment, my mom went out of town, so I'm surprising her by doing some work around her house. So my family really enjoys the fact I have some tools, but I think that's why Dad got the toolbox as well, so he could find them. Hand tools a little bit easier as well.
Oh, that's smart. That is so cool that you're surprising your mom. She's going to probably be out of her gourd.
She's going to be really excited. It's fun to be able to kind of just spruce some things up. You know, scraping popcorn ceiling, that's an activity best left for when homeowners aren't home. It just makes such a mess, you know? So it's a little update.
Well, we got to make a mess. We got to get out of here. Kayleen McCabe, Tool Geek.
Crowned.
Tool Geek Master.
Yeah.
DIY Network Rescue Renovation at Kayleen McCabe on Twitter. Follow her on Facebook and follow us into a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Just meet me in the parking lot. I'll be there around 9 o'clock. Time couldn't have been much better. Looking for a place to go, somewhere I could just lay low.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at MyFixItUpLife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube, and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@MyFixItUpLife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes, your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix of life. This is my picture of life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fixed up life. Just a simple love of you. But what do I say? Running at my feet. It might be a best friend aging gracefully. It might be
lifelong love built guarantee tonight. So glad that we